Okay, Grant, when you had a bottle back then, what would you call the thing you put on top of it?
Corkscrew. I mean,
cork?
Cork. And you had a corkscrew that you screwed down in there to pull that stopper out.
Yeah. They didn't have tops like you had today.
Granny, did everybody make their own liquor in those days, or did you buy it from a...
Oh, a lot of make. No, back then they didn't make any liquor that I know anything about. But you had to buy it.
Granny, what do you call that musical instrument you put in your mouth and blow on it and play?
Well, I call them French harp, and a lot of them call them harmonica.
What do you call them,
Doug? I call them harmonica, but I've heard people call them mouth organs.
French harp, mouth organs, or harmonica.
Yeah. What do you call them? French harps.
I always call them French harp.
I never heard of that before.
French harp?
You didn't. Mm-hmm.
See, John comes from Wisconsin. Yeah, but
every state has its different...
I always call them French harps, yeah. Okay, Granny, remember they used to have this little round metal thing that had a little thing out, and you put it in your mouth, and you... twang that little thing, you know?
That's the only thing my daddy could play. It was juice harp.
Juice harp.
A what?
Juice harp.
A juice harp.
A juice harp.
Yeah. Put in your mouth and...
twang that little thing.
A juice harp.
Yeah.
Clint Branch could just make them things sing.
Where'd they get that name for it?
I don't know. That's all I
don't understand what you're talking about.
Well,
you've
was,
never seen one.
No.
It's a little round metal thing. You put that in your mouth.
It had a handle out here for you to hold it.
Yeah.
Up to your mouth, and then there's a little thing you hit it with your finger.
Wow, damn! I wonder if you could get one today. I bet you couldn't get one today.
Oh yeah, yeah. I guess you can.
I've never seen
that. Mm-hmm. So your daddy played that. What'd you call it, Granny?
French juice harp.
I think that's something John never even heard of.
Well, okay. My daddy could play a juice harp. That's the only thing he could play.
Okay, what do you use to drive? What do you call the thing you use to drive nails in the wall with?
Hammer.
Okay. What'd you call it,
Hammer.
That's right. Okay, Granny. Remember, Grandpa had wagons, and you had that long wooden thing sticking up between the team of mules. What do you call it?
Wagon tongue.
You ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Wagon tongue? Didn't know a wagon had a tongue, did you?
Wagon tongue.
Okay.
We used to ride on the wagon tongue, and Daddy wouldn't let us ride on the wagon tongue.
Was it dangerous?
And when we kept Tommy, she was riding on the wagon tongue one day, and she'd come in with her feet wet. Says, Grandpa said if you'd put me on some dry socks. I says, how come I'm wet? Says, I was riding on the wagon tongue. And I says, Grandpa, get you riding on his wagon tongue. Says, no, he won't. He moved it out of the water so I could ride on it. And he wouldn't let his old woman's ride on it.
Did you ever have any buggies where you had these two wheels?
Oh, yeah. Charlie and me done our sparking in the buggy.
You what?
Our sparking.
Sparking.
Poor man.
Corn, not sparking.
Corn, they're sparking.
What they just call it, sparking.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Okay, Granny. What would you call those two things sticking out?
Where? On what?
You know, on a buggy? And you got the two wooden things sticking out on the buggy, and you got the horse up in between them. What'd you call those?
Oh, I can't think. I know, but I can't think what you call them now.
No, you had to back him up between them.
Yeah. Shaves. Buggy shaves.
Yeah. Shaves. You ever heard of that? See, you know, there's no buggies now anymore, and that's a word that people won't ever be using anymore, because you don't even have a buggy. Buggy shafts.
They may come back some of these days.
Shafts?
Yeah, buggy shafts.
Okay.
Back the mule back in next to the buggy between them, and then they'd have harness things on them to fix to the harness on the mule to pull the buggy.
Okay, Granny. Let's do this now. Okay, you know, when Grandpa hooked the mules up on either side of the tongue of the wagon?
Yeah.
Then he had the traces to come back and hooked up on this thing?
Wagon lines.
Okay.